Welcome to the Arcturian Ascension Process with Dr. Suzanne Lee, and you're listening to the conclusion in the series, The Process of Becoming Yourself.
This is part two of what? Of ascension? Perhaps. Part two being that I'm feeling Guy-Pierre inside of me. I was thinking that part one would be that I would go to Guy-Pierre, because of course I was always trying to leave Earth until my great initiation, and I realized that I don't want to leave Earth. I love Earth. The planet that I'm aligned so much, when I was young, depressed, and newly awakening. But part one was feeling Guy-Pierre inside of me, not leaving, not running away, but staying right here, not going away to home, but bringing home into me, feeling home, the fifth dimensional expression of myself, in the core of me. That was part one. Now, I was surprised that part one was what it was, so I might be surprised about how part two turns out. But I know this journey has not yet cycled round, and I feel a need to continue the documentation. And right now I feel like I need to begin with feeling my higher expression in the core of my being. And so I take a moment now to remember that feeling inside of me. And as I do, I remember how much I forget. That feeling is inside of me, every second, with every breath, with every heartbeat, inside, in my core, I am a fifth dimensional being, playing the game of polarities, but I'm not playing the game anymore. I'm closing the game. I'm bringing this game back home. The whole game. Not just me running away because the game is too hard. But I'm staying with the game. And we're taking the whole game with us. And then it won't be a game anymore. Then it will be the truth. Or deep inside of us, it always was. We looked and studied and sought and wandered, and always, always, it was deep inside, within our very core, all the answers to everything that we ever wanted was right there in our very core, and it still is. I didn't sleep too good last night. It's because I did too much yesterday. I realized as I was sitting here, centering myself before I began this communication, that I have downloaded the multidimensional operating system. That it is fully downloaded, and that I am now learning to move into that way of thinking, perceiving reality. It's interesting because, of course, I also got a new computer, more modern, that would fit, of course. But the hustle-bustle doing that has ruled my entire life, of doing this and doing that so that blah-blah would happen, doing this so I would get paid, doing this so I would be liked, doing this because it has to be done, because nobody else will do it. The work martyr was a very good specialty for my behavior as a fully third dimensional. Well, I was never fully third dimensional. But now, to move out of that being mode, I suspect that probably more will get done, but it doesn't matter, and I can't put that in my mind right now, because right now I'm endeavoring to remain in that place in the middle. I'm taking a moment to feel that place in the middle. Well, there is Gepierre. Gepierre, of course, is me. It is not that someone else is inside of me. It is just a way to identify my fifth dimensional self that is alive and living inside of this physical earth vessel. And I am the buffer. The I that I have identified myself as, feel as though I am having to protect this fifth dimensional component of myself, which of course is really not too logical. For it is the higher dimensional expressions of ourselves that protect the lower dimensional. More third brain thinking. It's about my ego again. It's about my ego learning to trust something other than its old mechanism of working hard and suffering long. Oh, I can see that I will need to keep track of this and keep returning to the core within and live my life from within my core. I think that I have to really focus more on remembering my fifth dimensional core. That's a poem. I am now focusing more on remembering my fifth dimensional core. Yes, it gets forgotten. I get into my day, and old habits of working hard and being tired, they come in, and I forget to feel the core. I forget that Gepierre is inside of me. I've also forgotten to work more towards being inside of her. I have to remember to remember. Just because I'm getting better doesn't mean that I go back to who I used to be. This whole process was a kick in the butt to force me to jar out of, to release my old way of being, to be the me that I really am in every minute of my day. All the time I am seeing old habits and patterns that I'm not happy, and I'm able to forgive myself and release them. That part I am doing. I am working on a lot of behaviors. But remembering the core, I keep forgetting. I even forgot to speak into the microphone until today. But I vow I must remember. I am remembering. I am a fifth-dimensional being, ready to ascend back to my true self, and to bring this reality with me all the fifth-dimensional components of it, and they are expanding more every day. I vow now, this morning, I will remember. I am remembering. Yesterday, I had another intense experience of light body, and I communed with the entity that I have always called Jesus. That entity is actually the ensuing Christ consciousness and the being now known as Sananda. As I was a child, I communed with this being all the time. He was always my friend. He talked to me when I was an adolescent and somehow got me through the grips of deep depression. It was a voice to which I could only speak the truth, for I knew he always could tell if I was lying. And so therefore, I had to tell the truth to myself. And I wanted love. All I wanted was love. And I got love. I got a lot of love in my life. I always had someone who loved me. Maybe they were children. And maybe they were an adult. But I always did have love. It was what I focused on the most. What I needed the most. What I still need the most. All the other things will be leaving. Money will be leaving. Possessions will be leaving. Fame, recognition, acknowledgement from others. They'll all be leaving. They don't have a part of a fifth-dimensional reality. We're all one. We're all cared for. We're all taken for by the group energy that we generate as one being. We're all the same. So there is no need of recognition, for we're all one. And if we do not recognize ourselves, then we will have a difficult time maintaining that resonance. And so we need to focus on recognizing ourself, for ourself is every one, for we are one. There won't be separation. There won't be individuation as we know it. We will be like conscious drops of water in a cosmic sea. Yes, it is coming now. I am ready. I am feeling the birth of a new frequency of myself. I have been returning to my experience of merging with Kipier upon the starship. And I've been having more of a tactile experience, looking down at my hands that are her hands, and my lap that is her lap, and my legs that are her legs, and the chair that I'm sitting in, and out into the space, the outer space outside of my window. At the same time, I'm just a regular human on planet Earth, going about my day, but my day is quite blessed. I have time. I'm learning to create space in my life, space to be, space to be in my garden, to sit amongst the flowers, to water the flowers, to pull off the dead roses. Soon I'll be able to plant new ones, but I haven't been able to do that because of my arm. But Kipier was right. She healed it. It's healed.
just a little more earth time. And it'll be probably better than ever because I had problems with it before. I'm feeling like a joy inside. When I go out into the world too much, by out into the world I mean mostly out into my work world and out into the traffic and out into the hustle and bustle. In other words, I leave my fifth dimensional bubble of my house and my yard and my block, my walk to the beach. And I will remember to hold the fifth dimension as I'm driving from my house in Redondo to my office in Santa Monica. I'm in the office now. I will remind myself to remember. I won't be in the car alone, for I will be driven. But I will place a part of my consciousness, blessing Gaia, with every inch that we travel, and feeling Gaia's blessing in return. For we are one planet. We are one person. We are one multidimensional being.
I've been having these experiences of a weird kind of dizziness. It doesn't seem to be related to something that I'm doing or something that I've eaten. And it's not a circular dizziness. It's like the world kind of goes back and forth. Like perhaps there's a moment out of time that I'm somewhere else. But the part of me that's still bound in time can't remember that. And so I experience it as a sudden jarring that makes me feel dizzy. I wonder if that's what happened when I fell. Maybe, maybe not. But since more and more I am feeling Kepierre inside of me and me inside of her, I know that I am having two realities at the same time. I can't really say that my daily life has an ongoing realization of my reality as Kepierre. I still have to raise my consciousness to a place that I have to be still and meditate. It's not a state of consciousness that I can move through the world yet. But perhaps as the frequency of the world around me rises, I will be able to do so. Perhaps all of us will be able to do so. For I present this not just as a story about me, but as a story that has happened to me that is probably also happening to others, but maybe they're not documenting it. And it's a story of what will likely happen to others. So the next time you feel dizzy, take a moment and think, did you go somewhere? Are you still there? Or are you in both places? Are you a multidimensional being? Suzelle, I'm here to answer your question, and I will do it verbally. As you are learning to communicate with us through hearing the words inside and speaking them through your voice, as opposed to taking down the words in writing. The advantage of speaking the words with your voice is that even though your language is bound by time and space, there is more fluidity and freedom to commune with in the now than there is within your written word. Your written word has much grammar, syntax, spelling, sentence structure, things that coerce you into a third-dimensional thinking while you are writing them down, even though you may not realize that. However, when you communicate with us via your voice, all those limitations are no longer there. You can get the message clearly, and if you choose to alter it into the human voice, into human words, then you will have already had the clarity of the initial message. Now, as you know, there is a translation process from how you receive the light that enters in to your mind and then through your pineal gland into your brain and into your heart. Remember that the brain is still addicted to the logical, sequential processing of which you have lived most of your life. On the other hand, the heart does not have that addiction. The heart is more accustomed to processing emotions, which travel in circles such as our messages from the higher dimensions. I just relaxed into an experience of being with Kipier on the spaceship. I looked down at my feet and they were their feet. And we were walking through the hall. And then another being said, "Suzil, you're here." And I said, "You see me?" And she said, "Yes, of course we do." She said, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "No, I'm sorry, I don't." And she said, "You will." And she touched Kipier as if she were excited and proud of her for making that connection with me. And then I went into another place, which I'm losing. I see her in front of me, and she's kind of holding me and telling me that she's really proud of me. And that when I was a child, I felt very abandoned by her and very hurt and very angry because I grew up one day and I couldn't go there anymore because my imagination got limited and I couldn't believe it. And the part of me that had grown up had also lost touch with a child that felt abandoned, that used to go on the ship all the time. And so the ship, the part of me, the child that was on the ship, was truly abandoned by the part of me, the maturing one, likely the adolescent, that had forgotten about her and forgotten about our adventures. And then just me alone, it wasn't enough. I mean, me alone, the child, I couldn't get there. And then I was angry. I was so angry. Why do I have to grow up and become like them? I don't want to be a person. I don't want to be an adult. I want to be me. I want to fly around the universe and be a different person all the time. And I, the adult, I turn around and I look at Susie, the child within me, and say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I grew up and I abandoned you. I'm so sorry. But I'm really trying to come back. And I really need your help, Susie. I need your help. Because my adult brain comes in and I forget. Can you help me? Well, my child says, it's about time you asked. Of course I can. Oh. And thank you. Thank you, I say. Thank you, Divine Me. To my divine child. Thank you to the me that never forgot. Thank you.
Dear Susie, dear inner child, divine child, the me that can no longer tolerate the limitations of the third dimension, and who has gone to hold her overseeing of my, quote, adult life, which feels oftentimes more immature than the life that I had as a child while I still remembered myself. Dear Susie, dear inner child, I think of you often, and I know that you are in fairy, and from the land of fairy, you bring me hope, you give me direction, and most of all, you remind me that I am a great multidimensional being. And so for today, and for every day that I remember and every day that I forget, I vow that I remember you, I remember me, that lives now and forever in the beautiful land of fairy.
In fairy night the land is far, the home of all is on a star. The moon is bright but gives no light, because it hides the ones from sight. To look upon a fairy's play will mean you see not one more day. Their secret is now kept within a veil of darkness so, so thin. And if you wish, and if you wish to pierce this veil, on a moonbeam ever shall you sail. The fairies guard this secret life that can't withstand a world of strife. But in that realm my light does hide, I keep it there deep down inside. Dare I risk that others know this light within and let it show? Show the fairies, show the play. Release my fear and pave the way. The way to know, the way to know and see around. Another world that does abound. From the corner of a young child's eye, it's always there, it's not a lie. Could it be safe to say it's real? And if I do, will I break a seal? A seal between the life that hides and the life outside that ransom cries. I can't hold back not one more day, for of this place I must now say. I release all secrets and hold them bright. I show the world my inner light. I show the world my inner light.
Greetings. I am Kipierre, a fifth-dimensional being who is serving on the starship Athena. This starship is an Arcturian ship, and I am a hybrid of Arcturian and human. For the last 10 years, I have been bonding and uniting with my grounded one, Suzil, who you may know as Suzanne Carroll or Suzanne Lee. For most of that time, Suzil was unaware of what was going on deep within her consciousness. But recently, she had a major initiation in which she had an accident and therefore was bound to just stay still and go inside. Whereas in another reality, she would go off into the temple, or she would go into a cave. In the reality in which she is currently living, about the only good reason to stop working and stand still is that you don't have a choice. And so that is what she had to create for herself. She's feeling much better now, and this morning, which is July 1st, 2011, she was able to receive my message that I would like to talk to you, that is, whoever receives this information, about life in the fifth dimension. Within this moment of our now, for I am switching to the plural that is more familiar to the fifth dimension and beyond, we experience a sense of individuality, but our unity consciousness is so important to us that we speak of ourselves as we. So from this time forward, I will use the term we. One of the things that we would like to share with our grounded ones is to learn to think multidimensionally, to allow yourself to release the habit of thinking in a third-dimensional, separate, genderized, time-bound, separated and limited fashion.
For within our beautiful fifth-dimensional realities, and we say realities for there are myriad realities on the fifth dimension, within our beautiful fifth-dimensional realities, we live in the now, we live in the here, we live in the one. So what does it feel like to live in the one? We wish to share that with you so that you can begin to imagine it for yourself. First, let me talk about just walking through the spaceship. As we walk through the spaceship and we see one of our comrades, we take a moment of merging. Now again, moment is not something that is bound by any amount of time, like a minute. It is just a way of translating it into earthbound languages. Within this merging, we share everything that we desire to share. We don't really have any need or desire to protect ourselves against anyone or from anything, which is most beautiful. Within the bonding that I have experienced with my grounded one, I am now having an intimate experience of being within the third dimension, which I, again using that for now, I'm speaking third dimensionally, I, Kipierre, had forgotten. I've forgotten the limitations and the densities of that dimension. Just as my grounded one, Suzil, had forgotten the beauty and the unity and the unconditional love of the fifth dimension. So now I ask you to join us aboard our spaceship. Our spaceship is a beautiful organic being. It is an organic being that all of us have created within our thoughts and minds, as well as the entire Arcturian group mind. The spaceship, Athena, molds itself to the needs that are presenting within the now. So sometimes, again, there is no word for times, the spaceship will be smaller and sleek so that it can move quickly through hyperspace or even beyond hyperspace. There are technologies that we Arcturians have access to that are far beyond the vaguest recollection or understanding of our grounded one. Therefore, not only are we willing at this moment to share it, our grounded one would not be able to translate that message. Within the one, we all know that we are moving quickly into a new destination. And so the ship transforms itself. There are other times when we have many visitors, and then the ship becomes larger. We invite you now to see yourself walking down the aisles of the ship. Allow your imagination to see whatever you perceive. For within our unity consciousness, we still have the individuality of perception, which is so glorious that all of us will see things just slightly a little different. See, hear, feel, perceive slightly a little differently. And then we will share it with the one. And then that information goes throughout the whole collective. In this fashion, we are all blending and growing and becoming more and more multidimensional. So we invite you now to go throughout your day remembering that you are one. And so when you see someone, think of that being as being one with you. And this being may be a human, maybe an animal, maybe a plant, maybe a group, may even be a building or even your car. We invite you to just go throughout your day and imagine, what is it like to be one with all reality? Blessings. We shall return.
Greetings. I am Kipierre. How did you imagine yourself as being one with all life? We understand that this is a very difficult task in the third dimensional reality where everything appears to be separated by space and separated by time. However, if you allow yourself to take a moment to raise your consciousness and to look upon your third dimensional reality with just a slightly blurred vision and from a higher dimensional perception, you will see that in between all space, there is something. Yes, what is that now? It is, perhaps to your ever-expanding multidimensional vision, you are seeing the molecules of life that connect all objects. Can you imagine those molecules of life? For even if you only think you are imagining, then indeed you are seeing. For imagination is a tool of your multidimensional self. Can you imagine now how all life, even the life is a chair, even if the life is a house, all that is in form within all of reality is connected with these molecules of life. And see how they sparkle and see how they glimmer. And now, how can you connect time? Yes, that does appear to be more difficult. But if you realize that the only time that you can ever really have is the now, for the past is over and the future has not yet become, if you can remember that you live only within the now, that only within the now can you create reality, and only within the now can you be at one within all life, then you know that there is no time. There is only now.
I wish also to remind you to remember who you are. As you go about your day and you release the belief in time and allow yourself to live in the now, remember that you are a multidimensional being. As you look around your third dimensional world, allow yourself to perceive the illusions. As you look about your house, look at the objects in your house and realize that these objects are of your creation, that you have created this home for yourself. Because you have believed you were third dimensional, you have believed that these objects were something that you bought over time and collected and kept. And so as you look about this room, you have many markers of time. The time you bought that couch, the time you bought that table, the time you bought that plant. Now allow all of those times, dear one, to blend into one. Just one time. Not many times. Just one time. The time that is now. The now in which you live. Can you feel the energy field expand? Can you feel your consciousness expand? As you allow yourself to release the many limitations of time. Relax, beloved. You are coming home. We know that because you are already here.
Thank you for listening. Please join us again next time on the Arcturian Ascension Process with Dr. Suzanne Lee.